You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We are back from Giants camp with the guy who I think is being talked about the absolute most. First round pick, future superstar, Abdul Carter. Abdul, thank you very much for coming on WFAN today. How are you, man?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. How's it feel? You go from big-time college football, the hype of, am I going 1, 2, 3, where am I going? You're a Giant. Now you're in NFL training camp. How's it going so far?
I feel like it's going good. I'm having fun out here, just learning. Learning, playing with the defense, knowing my teammates more, and we all just grinding again better one day at a time.
Yeah, how are you handling the expectation that's, I mean, obviously thrown on any first-rounder, but in particular you?
I embrace it a little bit, but also try not to think about it too much. I'm out here working. It's training camp. This is time to get better, learn your plays, get in the playbook, get in shape. So that's all I'm focusing on. Then once the games get here, that's what I turn my attention to.
Right. How would you describe your rushing style or just your defensive, how you play style?
Definitely aggressive. I try to control the pace. I try to attack, make whoever I'm going against react off of me. And from there, I got my go-to moves. I got my counters off that.
Right. So when you look at Brian Burns, who is here, and Kayvon, who's already here, you guys have plenty of edge rushing power. Like, how do you see yourself fitting in, and or how have you been fitting in the first, you know, couple weeks of training camp?
Yeah, I try to learn from them. Burns, Dex, Thibodeau, they all try to teach me little things. I try to pick up things, not even just on the field, off the field, their routine, how they get ready for practice, things like that. So they've been helping me a lot, and I'm thankful for them.
Right. So when you talk about getting ready for practice, I think so much of what I think the lay fan doesn't see is how much you have to study,
yeah.
Right? How much you have to dig into the opponent in particular, and then what exactly Shane wants you to do, Bowen wants you to do. So how have you handled all of that? Because I imagine it's very different than what you did in college.
It's not too much, I feel like. You know, as an outside linebacker, our job not too complicated. Most of the times we're going forward, we're rushing and we're attacking, but also we got our dropping coverage and the little details. But it's not that hard for me, especially when I got guys like KT and Burns helping me out. Everybody helped me out what I need to do, so I'm pretty good right now.
You got coverage skills?
For sure. I could do everything.
It's funny you say that because, I mean, I imagine you'll be lined up everywhere, you know, in the bubble, you know, on the edge, sometimes maybe even down at the tackle on a three technique or something like that, depending on the rushing situations. How can you best be utilized? Everywhere?
Yeah, wherever my coaches need me, I feel like I can line up. I definitely feel best off the edge. Wherever my coaches need me, that's where I'm going to play.
So I envision this. You tell me where I'm wrong because you're the only one that knows the answer. You call up Lawrence Taylor, and you're like, LT, hey, what's up, bro? I want your number. Yeah. And LT's like, shut up, and he hangs up on you. Mm-hmm. How did the conversation go? Walk me through every part of it, because I'm fascinated.
Yeah, definitely didn't go like that. I called him. I got to talk to him. Got to introduce myself. I didn't even talk about the number when I first called him. Just introduce myself, like, tell him how much I look up to him. Obviously, he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, football player of all time. But at the end of the day, I feel like everything happens for a reason. You know, I shot that. He told me no, pick my own number, which I did, and I feel like this number I got right now, it chose me. I wanted something, then, you know, obviously the Phil Simms situation, I wanted number 11. I pretty much got the best of both worlds with 51, so I'm thankful for that, and I feel like this number chose me.
51 is here to stay? I got a Fanatics gift card burning a hole in my pocket here after the quarter.
For now.
All right.
For now.
All right, I'll wait.
I'm actually glad that you didn't get that number, only because you come here with a ton of hype. Well deserved, by the way. I almost feel like it would have been unfair pressure to live up to the greatness of Lawrence Taylor. It doesn't mean you can't be great. It just means that's a lot to, like, have that also along with where you're picked in the draft.
But I wasn't trying to live up to the greatness of Lawrence Taylor. It wasn't coming from that. At the end of the day, I'm Abdul Carter. I'm not going to be LT. I'm going to just be me. So it definitely wasn't coming from, I want to live up to him. It was just, you know, it was something that would have been cool.
Yeah. That's all. What did he say to you? Did he give you advice about either New York or handling, you know, NFL pressures, et cetera? What advice did he give you? Because I know LT a little bit. He's a little bit crazy.
I feel like the best thing he said, which everybody knows already, is to build my own legacy. I feel like I took that on, and that's something I thought about. And I feel like Like I said, everything happens for a reason. I asked for 56. It didn't happen. I got my own number. I get to build my own legacy with my own number. So I'm thankful.
Yeah. No, I like that. I mean, I like that LT, you know, had a conversation with you. But and more importantly, the legacy that he left. How do you build your own legacy? And you keep saying that, build your own legacy. How do you do that? How do you go about it?
In my opinion, I just say just take it one day at a time, like I'm doing right now. Just focus on training camp, getting better one day at a time. At the end of the day, wherever I end up is, you know, it's in the will of God.
So, Micah, who came from Penn State as well, who's obviously down at our hated rival in the Cowboys, he took the league by storm as a rookie. You guys chat? You guys talk? You get the advice from him?
Yeah, for sure. That's my brother.
What kind of things does he tell you?
Yeah, he's been giving me advice since I've been a freshman at Penn State. Just keep my hair down. The main thing I learned from him is definitely just work ethic. Obviously, we got the talent, you know, to get here and everything, but it's that work ethic that's going to keep you here and that's going to put you to the next level.
Yeah. You know, one of the things with the stars that have come out of college recently, you've seen a lot of them just pop right away. I don't want to say it's been easier than it used to be to earn that playing time, but it feels like it's easier now than it used to be to get out and play. Probably that's contract related more than anything, but what do you expect from yourself in year one?
I'm focused on training camp. That's all. Yeah, at a time.
Yeah, there's something.
You're not excited at all for the season?
Oh, I am, but the season's not here yet. Yeah, you know,
still got a while.
I like it. Yeah.
Giant fans love you, but there's one thing you need to do. One thing that's going to put you over the top, and I'm going to be the guy to try to get it from you. You need to look into that camera. You need to say it loudly into the microphone. Something every Giant fan believes deep in their heart that I don't think you believe yet, and someday you will. You need to tell the world that the Eagles suck. You're from Philadelphia. We know. You grew up as an Eagle fan. Respect it.
Did you really?
You need to tell the people that you hate the Eagles and they're dead to you. In fact, that's what I want you to say. Can you do that for the Giant fans, please?
I'm not going to say that, but...
I tried.
All I know is my loyalty with New York, and that's for sure. And I want to be here for the rest of my career, so I'm good with that.
I grew up a Redskins fan. When the paycheck started coming from the Meadowlands, I became a Giants fan.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
For sure.
Were you, because you're such a great athlete that you probably on Sundays could just play football as opposed to geeks like me and Sean where we watch it. Were you watching every Eagle fan? Like, what kind of football fan were you growing up in Philly?
Yeah, I just looked up to the guys that, like, in my era, like, it started with LeSean McCoy, Michael Vick, those guys. Yep. Mm. Those are iconic, DeSean Jackson, guys like them, and yeah, but I don't even want to talk about the Eagles. I'm worrying about New York.
I see. That was a good answer.
Starting to influence
them. I couldn't trick them.
Is there a division rival you're more excited to play? You mentioned Mike is down in Dallas, Philly, you grew up rooting for. Like, is there a game you circle on the schedule and said, I can't wait to go hit that quarterback or play that team?
We got to go one game at a time. Wherever we got week one, that's what I'm focused on. But right now we're in training camp. We're going to get better right now. And when the season comes, we're going to take care of business.
Going back to when you were drafted, I remember we were sitting around guessing who were the Giants going to pick. Did you get a sense for a while that that's where it was going to end up for you?
Oh, yeah, I had a pretty good feeling. As the draft comes down, you get closer and closer. You pretty much know who you've been talking to the most and things like that. So I pretty much had a good feeling.
What were those conversations when you did meet with Dave? What were they like? And what were your impressions of him?
It was just more getting to know each other as men. Obviously, I knew what I could do on the football field and things like that, but it was more getting to know me off the field as a man, know my family. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you nervous about being in New York? Just from what New York offers, because it's crazy up here.
I mean, I'm from a big city.
Yeah.
But of course, New York is a little bit bigger. But I won't say nervous, and I don't think nerves are bad either. But yeah, I'm feeling good.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good. How many sacks this year you think? 12, 14, 13,
21?
I'm just working in training camp.
Break Strahan's record.
We'll see what happens.
Well, Abdul, welcome to New York. Congratulations,
appreciate
man. Thank you very much for coming on.
Good to meet you.
Abdul Carter, live from Giants camp. It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.